Krisos Perkei Mishnah Ches 5:8, the last of the parak, the last of the series of cases. They're all the same in terms of structure. And the last one is Chaticha Shel Chelev V'Chaticha Shel Chelev Nosar. So one piece is Chelev, Inisar Karis, and therefore Mechaya V'Chatas. The other is both Chelev and Nosar. So it's the forbidden fats under penalty of Karis. That's number one. And number two, it's from a korban which is left over past the deadline. So that's a separate, like, would that be an Isra Mosif, if you will, a second reason why this chelev is a Isra Karas, and therefore one who eat the chelev, which is Nosar, Bishogi would bring two chataos, one for the chelev and one for the Nosar. Okay, so case A is Reuven Achal Es Achas Men Ve'en Yedua Es Eiz Men Achal. Reuven ate one of the two pieces, doesn't know if he ate just chelev or a chelev plus Nosar, therefore doesn't know if he has to bring one chatas or two chataos, but since he for sure has to bring one chatas, he brings that chatas, and since he marred than a second iser mechayv mechatas, he brings an asham tali as well. That's what the Mishnah says, mevi chatas v'asham tali. Achal es hashnia. Now, if instead Reuven goes and eats the second piece, which means now we know for sure he ate two pieces of chelev and one of which was nosar. Now, if it wasn't two separate he'elamos, meaning he was informed between the two that there was iser there and chelev, and he did it anyways, he forgot. And did a bishogeg again, anyways, because he just had no short-term memory or something. Then maybe shalosh chataos. He has to bring three different chatas offerings, one for the first piece of chelev, one for the second piece of chelev, and also one for the nosar that he ate. Achal echad es rishono va'acher va'achal es hashnia. Then case number C is Reuven ate one of the pieces, Shimon ate one of the pieces. We don't know who ate the nosar, but both for sure ate chelev, and therefore ze mevi chatas va'asham tali v'ze mevi asham chatas Vasham Tali. Each one brings a chatas because he for sure ate chalev, and each one brings an asham tali because he may or may not have been the one to eat the nosar. Rabbi Shimon, following Hishita, says since we know someone for sure they vary here between the two of them, therefore Rabbi Shimon Omer zechatas, meaning each one brings a chatas for the chalev piece, and then in addition, Ushnei Mevin chatas echas, the third chatas they bring, instead of bring, like, you know, each one bring two for a total of four, they bring a total of three, one chatas each, plus a third chatas between the two of them, with the Tanai saying, whoever was the one who ate the nosar, this should be for him. And Rabbi Yossi again says, no, you can't combine. Therefore, there's no such thing as bring a suffix Tanai. You have to, each one has to bring his own. But he says something different, and he's adding a point here. He says, kol chatas shehi baal chet, any korban chatas, which is coming to atone for sin, ein shnayim mevim osa. There's no way for two people to bring it jointly out of suffix. Okay? Consistent with what we said before. But he's saying a lot more words because he's adding something else entirely. There is a chatas that doesn't come for sin that you could bring jointly in the case of a suffix. What is that? Recall back to the yoledeth, when we gave birth. So when she has a vlad, even if it's a miscarriage, so then she has to bring a chatas as one of the two korbanos she brings. Now, in the scenario where there were two women and one of them had a vlad and one of them didn't, let's say they got the miscarriages got mixed up or whatever, so then one has to bring a chatas because she's the yoledes who had a vlad and one isn't. But between the two of them, since one of them for sure did give birth to a vlad, therefore between the two of them they buy one chatas of one bird, and they'll offer it together again with a tanai. Says Rabbi Yossi, that will work. This is not coming for sin. There's no karas issue that's coming for the chatas of. Why she brings the chatas of? It's a good question. There's a famous Gemara in Nida Lamed Aleph that says she swore off being with her husband again. That might be like halachically, maybe more like a little more agadic than halachic in nature, the reason. But whatever the reason is, if it's coming for tahara, if it's coming as part of the chait of chava, if it's a gzeras akasav, the point is she brings a chatas, a bird that has the recipe of a chatas, but not for doing a iser karas that she's b'shogeg. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, these two women would bring a single bird between the two of them and saying, whoever's the one who had the vlad, this should be a chatas for her. That's Rabbi Yossi's point here. The halacha doesn't even follow that. And the halacha is that you don't bring chataos or ashamos jointly with tanaim, not even a chatas ha'of.